Matt Forte did not practice. Muhammad Wilkerson did not practice. Jonathan Harrison did not practice. Ed Stenson did not practice. Morris Claiborne was limited. Brian Winters was limited.
Is that Forte injury serious? Is that something you might have to worry about shutting him down for the year because it's an aggravation of that surgery?
Right now he did not practice. We'll see how it goes from there. I don't know if it's serious or not serious, but anytime somebody doesn't practice, it's serious for me.
What did Harrison do? Harrison?
Hand, hip, sore hand.
Is that a positive sign? Claiborne, limited?
It's a little better. He ran around and did some things. We'll see a little more tomorrow.
With Forte, is it extra concerning that it's related to the surgery from last year? I understand you didn't practice and you're not going to comment on it, but I mean, is it extra concerning that it's related to the surgery?
I think you answered my question.
Anyone rule out yet for Sunday?
Not yet.
Todd, what do you guys need to do to do a little better job covering tight ends moving forward? Because obviously this team has two good ones.
Yeah, they do. They do a good job. We got to make plays. Obviously, we got to be in the right position. We got to make plays, get our eyes back, and keep our hands off of guys when they come out of breaks.
How are they different, the two tight ends?
Both can run. Both very good route runners. Both very good blockers. You know, I wouldn't count Stocker out either. He's a very good ball player as well. So they do a lot of things for him. They line up inside. They line up outside like wide receivers. They block well. They power block. They zone block. They do a lot of things. I mean, they're going to be a handful.
Did you do a lot of work on Howard in the draft process,
Tom? Yeah, we did.
What did you think of him coming out?
Very athletic. Again, he was all around tight end. He could block, he could run, he can catch, he can stretch the field. He did everything.
What was your attraction to John Morton back in the spring when you hired him? What was it like about him?
It's our conversation, his approach to the game, the way he saw the game. We saw the game a lot the same way. The things he can do schematically as far as relating to players and communication, that was big for me.
You said he's a little bit louder than you are when it comes to dealing with
players? Vocally, he probably is. Content-wise, he probably isn't.
Todd, when you look at the Tampa Bay defense, statistically they're lower in a lot of categories, but what do you see when you evaluate them?
Obviously, they got three fast linebackers that can run and play, ball-hawking corners. Safeties are very smart. Obviously, with McCoy and the rest of those guys up front, they can cause a problem. So we don't look at stats anyway. I mean, they can look at our stats and say the same thing, but we know what we're getting into when we go down there, and it's going to be a dogfight.
Todd, what do you like about David? I know he missed some time. Lucky David missed some time.
He's a heck of a linebacker. He can run, he can hit, he can cover, he can blitz. He can do a lot of things for those guys, so we got to know where he is.
What have you thought about how Jamal Adams has covered so far this year?
Jamal can cover. You know, sometimes his eyes get off track some, but we have no problem with him covering. His eyes get off track. You got to understand he got to leave his hands alone after 5 yards, but we don't have a problem with him covering.
With his eyes getting off track, what do you tell him, to rectify that?
Just read his keys. I mean, he's fine. For the most part, he's fine. 95% of him, once or twice, he'll do it. He just got to focus back in.
Yesterday we were talking to Buster about his penalties this year, and I think half-jokingly said there's the 5-10 rule. He thinks maybe guys who are his size or shorter get targeted a lot more by officials and so forth. Is there any validity to that?
My validity is don't commit penalties.
Is it frustrating when you see a guy like that? You know, I'm sure you try to hone his techniques and whatever, and he's one of the highest in the league. So how frustrating is that from coaching?
It's frustrating for me for us to get penalties, period. It's not just Buster. It's quite a few people. We don't like them. We practice it. We preach it. We coach it. We do drills on it all the time, and they can't happen, yet we can't take away their aggressiveness. It's a fine line, but we definitely don't like the penalties.
He had penalty issues in Cleveland. Did you guys know what you were signing up for?
Yeah, we knew we had a good player, but he could still cut down on penalties. Some of the stuff is teachable. Some of the stuff he's got to correct himself.
How valuable is Tomlinson
He's been great. For me, he's been the unsung guy on the offense because he does all the dirty work. You know, he allows Austin to be Austin. He helps out with the offensive line. He's caught a few balls here and there, but he's a hard worker. He's a gritty guy. I like the player.
Is Doug Middleton 100% healed? And if you have an injury, is he a candidate to come off IR?
Doug won't be back.
I won't.
Okay. How about Peak? Show him Peak.
Right now he's a candidate, but I don't know if he'll be back either. I got to see.
Is there anybody else on IR besides Sherm who could come back?
I don't see anybody getting healthy anytime soon. So.
Yesterday when we talked to Mike, he did say yes, but he also didn't say no about the idea that Josh McCown could return next year to the Jets. Watching him play this year, I know there's still 7 games left, but have you seen any sign of him slowing down, Josh McCown?
I hope not. As long as he's healthy, we go week by week. We get the win in Tampa, we move on from there, but he's playing well.
Everybody good? Thanks.
Thanks.